What's going on, everybody? It's Jim Berenger here for your Full Press Hockey Daily. You can get this daily along with all the dailies from Full Press coverage, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. It's a wild and crazy pre-NHL trade deadline. We talked about it the other day. Timo Meier goes to New Jersey. We've broken down all the other trades. Ryan O'Reilly, Noel Acciari to Toronto, Bo Horvat to the Islanders. It's getting crazier and crazier each day. Hard to keep up with it, but you can check us out, fullpresshockey.com. We got the Full Press NHL podcast, the Full Press weekly shows. We're all over it. This trade deadline, check it out, Full Press NHL on Twitter. But 10 trades on February 28th, few more the day before. It's a wild and crazy pre-NHL trade deadline. Big name, obviously, outside of Timo Meier on Sunday. Patrick Kane going to the New York Rangers. We knew this was something that was going to happen. It was in the works for a while now. No surprise there that Patrick Kane goes to Broadway. And Full Press Hockey will be there live on Thursday when he makes his Rangers debut against the Ottawa Senators. Couple things here. Look, the Rangers had to play cap gymnastics. They're probably going to play with 16 guys on Wednesday against the Flyers just to get the cap right. But they move out Vitali Kratsoff before that. Jake Lecision goes down. Make some other moves. When Vladimir Tarasenko came to the Rangers, we thought, okay, it takes him out of the Kane sweepstakes. Well, they figured out a way to be in the Kane sweepstakes. We thought maybe Vegas be a player, Carolina, New Jersey. He wanted New York. He got New York. Basically, Giroux too. Claude Giroux last year told the Flyers, I want to go to Florida, and that's it. Look what Giroux's doing right now. Point per game player for a 35-year-old in Ottawa. Murray Pam has more for that on that. But sticking with the Rangers, yes, Kane's been hot over the last couple of games. It's definitely been an emotional time for him. He had to waive his no-movement clause. The whole nine yards. Obviously, he's leaving a team that he's won three Stanley Cups with. He was drafted there. Now he's off to go win another Stanley Cup. And it's the right move from Chicago's point of view. They needed assets. They didn't get as much as they expected, but they got a lot more from Toronto and other teams that are going after other players on for their team and other assets. For the Rangers, the Kane, Panarin, we know the magic that those guys create. Again, you can play fantasy hockey all you want. You can put all-star teams together all you want. They got to mesh, and they got to play well, and they have to get the job done because now they're a true contender for the Stanley Cup. Puts them over on any team that they play in the playoffs. They're the favorites, but as we've seen in playoff hockey, it doesn't matter. Anything can happen. You can have the best team in the world and lose, i.e. Tampa. If there's a hardworking team out there, it's going to beat you. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't want to work hard. And I don't know, you bring in both Tarasenko, you bring in Kane, and see how it works here because they have a lot to do. Goaltending's been okay. Defense needs to get better, especially with the injuries. No Keandre Miller. He's suspended 3 games. Ryan Lindgren's day-to-day with a shoulder. But the Rangers have the firepower. Your top six is your top six. Trocheck, Panarin, Kane, Kreider, Tarasenko, Zibanejad, and then the top, and then your kid line. The Rangers are a formidable foe. They're going to have a lot of combinations, power play, penalty kill, whatever you want to do. Again, Patrick Kane wanted to go to Broadway. The law of diminishing returns says you're not going to get that much. Tarasenko gets traded there, right? Kane's not happy. He wants to go there. He wants to be there. Ryan O'Reilly goes to Toronto. The media tries to get him to say something he doesn't want to say, but he doesn't say it. He doesn't play the game. Things were working, slowly working and churning last week. Then he gets held out of a game. Boom, the trade comes. So the big name on Tuesday, February 28th, is Patrick Kane goes to the New York Rangers. Showtime's on Broadway, and everybody's loving it. We'll see if they're loving it later on, but it's, a lot of the big fish are off the board pre-deadline. Barbashev, Kane, Meyer. Chickman's still out there. Carlson's still out there. There's a lot of depth players still out there as well. But prior to the Kane trade, we had Jesse Puljujärvi going to Carolina Hurricanes as a sneaky move by the Hurricanes to keep. They have cap space still with Max Pacioretty's injury. But this is a sneaky good play. It's probably going to be turning out to be a great play by them. Another Finnish player on their team, you know, Aho, Tervanen. The list goes on. These guys have played together. They know each other. Puljujärvi needs to change the scenery. This move, getting his $3 million off the salary cap, opens up a lot of things for Edmonton. We thought maybe Gavrikov. Apparently, according to a lot of sources, they were in a deal with Edmonton about Chychrun. Fell apart. But for Carolina, they still have a couple moves to make. Puljujärvi, when he's playing at his best, can put the puck in the net. He doesn't have to be the man now. Yeah, fourth overall pick from 2016 on a new team. But he doesn't have to be in the spotlight anymore. Not in the shadow of McDavid and Draisaitl. Now he can go do his thing in Carolina. We saw what they've done with Kotkaniemi. You know, let's see if they can do another reclamation project with Jesse Puljujärvi. It's going to be interesting to see how this team and this Carolina Hurricanes team does. But it's probably going to be a sneaky good play in the end. Because, hey, everybody else is loaning up. Why not them? Edmonton then trades for Matthias Ekholm. They send Tyson Barrie out as part of the deal. They get the better defensively. This team needed a D-man, as he said earlier. They're trying to go after Chychrun, Gavrikov, others. They probably could still make another addition if they want to. Barrie, though, it's a surprise because he was on the top power play unit with McDavid, Draisaitl, and Nugent Hopkins. We'll see how Ekholm fits into this system. Goaltending, you know, the Oilers have been rolling, but their goaltending needs to be better. But I think they get a little bit better defensively, not with Barrie, but with Ekholm. So I like that move there. Obviously, we saw Marcus Johansson go. We saw Tanner Janot go to the Lightning for a Calfoot and five picks. And as we stated, Julian Brisebois doesn't care about his draft picks because, well, A, he knows they're not going to help him now. Or down the road when those guys get drafted, because it's going to take 3, 4, 5 years for those guys to even see the league. So get rid of them now while they're in win now mode. So it's a great move. Obviously, he's still overpaid. But the fact of the matter is this is something the NHL needed. Okay. You know, the All-Star game isn't great. You know, everybody talks about the NBA trade deadline, the NFL trade deadline, you know, all the big names that get moved. And with a stagnant salary cap, the way it is, teams have to play cap gymnastics, not to mention the NHL coming out, warning the 32 teams about cap circumvention, about LTIR. You know, the player has to be able to play. You just can't pick up his contract and just stuff him there if he's ready to go. You know, we saw that Nikita Kucherov. You know, Gus Nyquist gets traded to Minnesota. I think he'll be back early to open up cap space. You know, like what Toronto did last year with Riley Nash. For some reason, Riley Nash deal is the one that everybody's not liking, but Nikita Kucherov can pretty much sit out the whole year. So we're going to see if Colorado plays that game with Landeskog. We know Eric Johnson's going on LTIR, so they can add somebody. They already added Jack Johnson on the back end. But then there's the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are addressing a lot of needs. You bring in Ryan O'Reilly, you bring in Noel Achari, Jake McCabe, Sam Lafferty, Luke Shen, you move out Pierre Engvall, you still have a first-round pick, and you're probably not done. Kyle Dubas has put this team in a position to win. It is all in for the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs because his job is on the line. Probably Brendan Shanahan's job is on the line, too. This Shanahan plan that's lasted forever is not done. They have yet to get out of the first round. They lost to Tampa. They know what Tampa's going to be like. They needed to address the size and speed of that team. They needed to address being outmatched on their back end. Somehow Justin Hall is still there. I think he's a player that's going to get moved, waived, because all the defensemen that are there. O'Reilly brings playoff experience. Noel Achari brings playoff experience, as we've mentioned in another daily. Jake McCabe's a physical guy on the back end, good defensively on a bad Chicago team, good penalty killer, same with Lafferty, great penalty killer. leads the league in shorthanded goals. Need that. Luke Shen, we know what he can do. He's been here before. He's been to a Stanley Cup final, won back-to-back Stanley Cups. Great depth defenseman, could play anywhere, top four. Kyle Dubas is addressing the needs of this team that got pushed around by Boston, got pushed around by Tampa. Is harder to play against and can win a seven-game series because you have guys that have been there before. Leadership matters. And Kyle Dubas is managing this team like he doesn't have a contract and like he needs a new one, because this Toronto Maple Leafs team needs to win hockey games. And if they do not get out of the first round, a lot of changes are going to be made because you just can't run it back. These are great moves by what Toronto's doing. Now they have to deliver. It's on the players to deliver. Like this wild and crazy deadline that's seen. So many pre-deadline moves. So many pre-big deadline names. Big deadline names go. Gary Bettman's got to be loving it because the NHL trade deadline, we really don't see too many big names go. Now we're seeing a lot more names going. It's good for the league. It's good for the attention. You know, like we said, Timo Meier went. Vladimir Tarasenko went. Kane went. Both guys go to Broadway. You got to like that. Obviously, Bo Horvat started all this going to the Islanders. But you have Ryan O'Reilly in Toronto. You know, Boston makes moves to get Orlov and Hathaway. Ekholm's in Edmonton, you know. So there's been a lot of movement, a lot of trades happening, and we're not even at March 3rd. We're, you know, all this happened in February. Let's see what happens the next couple of days, because there's probably going to be more trades happening and things going down because, you know, Vancouver's still not done. You know, Arizona's still got players that could be moved. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if another big name goes, because it seems like everybody's on open for business. But you got to check us out. FullPressHockey.com, FullPressNHL, Full Press Hockey Weekly, Wednesday night prior to the games. This has been your Full Press Hockey Daily. I've been your host, Jim Berenger. Get it? iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Take it easy. Enjoy the trade deadline, and we'll be back again real soon.